All right, the Sunday morning humiliation ritual for each and every Trump administration member continues. This time, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem hops on Fox News only a little bit after Marco Rubio humiliated himself on ABC. None of these officials have any clarity about who is running the country or what this transition of power will look like. It may not be a peaceful transition of power if the administration cannot get their shit together, because of course, after regime change, you have warring factions trying to, you know, fill this power vacuum that is open. And if Trump and Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth can't keep a steady hand over the next 72 hours or however long they're, quote, running the country, then the quality of life could get even worse. There's a lot at stake here. And just to back up, Donald Trump apparently is melting down about Greenland now. In an interview this morning with The Atlantic, President Donald Trump issued a threat against Venezuela's interim president, Rodriguez, saying that, quote, if she doesn't do what's right, she is going to pay a very big price, probably bigger than Maduro, which is a death threat, saying he would not stand for Rodriguez's defiant rejection of military intervention by the United States. And this is where the term endless war comes into play. Yes, this was a swift military operation that was done in the middle of the night on Friday or early Saturday morning, but if you can't get a peaceful transition of power and United States troops get involved while we're quote-unquote running the country, then the Trump administration owns everything that happens. If we are quote-unquote running the country, I keep saying quote-unquote because I don't even know what that means. Like, are we going boots on the ground? Are we going to be peacekeepers? Are we going to be the government? Either way, if one single U.S. military member dies, that is on Trump. That is on the Trump administration. Additionally, during the interview, President Trump reaffirmed that Venezuela may not be the last country subject to American intervention, or even that it would remain isolated to Latin America, clearly stating, quote, we do need Greenland, absolutely, while describing the island, which is a part of Denmark and a close ally and member of NATO, as, quote, surrounded by Russian and Chinese ships. This is our NATO ally. We have an alliance with them. They can never be attacked because we would defend them, but Trump is now floating the idea of attacking them. It is all so backwards, and Stephen Miller's wife, Katie Miller, was even posting memes about this yesterday. Either way, I want to go on to the Sunday morning news hits. Every single Sunday, the administration officials and people on both sides obviously do their Sunday morning news circuit to control the narrative on any given issue. Well, this morning, administration officials continue to humiliate themselves. Let me show you this clip of Kristi Noem being asked if Maduro will be deported. Take a listen.
And it's so interesting to watch people defend those criminals, these dictators, these individuals that, you know, Maduro was not a credible elected leader in Venezuela. And to watch individuals go out and protest and make threats on his behalf is unspeakable. And so this is a time when our country really will find out who loves America, who wants the freedoms and liberties that our country represents, and how they're willing to stand up and to defend it like President Trump is.
All right, really quickly, Kristi Noem is about to get asked about deporting Maduro, because everything has to be about deportations on Fox News, but she is using the exact type of rhetoric that was used during the war on terror, saying that if you don't support American intervention in each and every country that we choose, you don't actually love American values. Listen, I can hold multiple things in my head at once. First of all, Maduro is an awful leader, an awful dictator who has created a lot of poverty and wealth inequality and corruption and killed many, many people. He is not a good leader. Secondly, the United States should not be reaching our hands into every single country. And thirdly, that doesn't mean I hate America just because I think the United States should not be involved in every single country's business. I think broadly, American ideals of democracy and liberalism and freedom of speech and religion in a melting pot, the country that we strive to be, is a lot better than the structure of a lot of other more fascistic dictatorial countries, but that doesn't mean that we should be reaching in a fascistic manner. Okay, now she's asked about deportations.
Following up on a point you made, Madam Secretary, to clarify, is it possible that you might eventually deport Maduro overseas elsewhere once he faces trial here in the U.S.?
I think we need to see the and let the process play out. But in many of these countries, what we're doing is bringing people to justice for the crimes that they've committed here in the United States. And then if there's a legitimate government in another country that wants them to come and pay their for their crimes in their country, we'll work with them. Right now, we don't have that in Venezuela. President Trump has talked about bringing stability to Venezuela and working with individuals there who really want to see it be successful. But we'll continue to do what we've been doing for the last...
Homie, I want to see Venezuela be successful, but how is Trump going to quote-unquote bring stability to Venezuela when he can't even bring stability to the United States? We have been a mess both economically and politically under Donald Trump's regime, and now he's supposed to run Venezuela and this country? I'm just not buying it. To continue, I want to show you this clip of Marco Rubio being asked about the pardon of the Honduran president, and he denies being involved, even though Trump said... like last month, that he was involved.
I studied it very quickly, and then I studied it in great detail. I went to a lot of the people standing behind me, and they felt that that man was persecuted and treated very badly. That's why I gave him a pardon.
Let me just replay this. He says, the people standing behind me, and he points back to Marco Rubio in reference to who decided this pardon.
In great detail, I went to a lot of the people standing behind me, and they felt that that man was persecuted and treated very badly. That's why I gave him a pardon.
Hernandez was convicted by a jury.
I understand. You're asking me. The pardon authority is something that, you know, I'm not involved in my role. I'm not criticizing it. I can't just comment on it because I just wasn't involved in those deliberations.
Do you support it?
I wasn't involved in those deliberations. I haven't looked at the case file. I haven't looked at the arguments made by, you know, I've got a bunch of other things going on that are within my purview as Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, but pardons aren't one of them. So I can't comment on a case that, frankly, I'm aware of, but not deeply and familiar with, and I don't want to comment on something that I haven't had a chance to...
All right, I'm sorry, but this administration's messaging is effing awful. It is such a mess. In one breath, you can't claim that you are fighting the war on drugs by grabbing Maduro, who is an awful human being, yes, but you can't say you're fighting the war on drugs while also pardoning the most notorious Honduran drug trafficker who was the former president and who trafficked more drugs directly into the United States than Maduro did. It is just so incredibly incongruent. And then... you can't talk about oil as if it's ripe for the picking and the riches are there ready for our oil executives to go over. All of these contradictory messages just kind of make you think this administration wants to go to war for oil. Here's another clip of Kristi Noem saying that Trump is done negotiating, saying that his conversations with the VP of Venezuela are basically you can lead or you can get out of the way. The problem here is this is also contradictory messaging. So apparently the Trump administration is supposed to be running Venezuela, but at the same time, they're allowing an opportunity for Maduro's handpicked VP to step up and lead the way, which would mean that this was all for nothing, which would mean that the person who Maduro picked to succeed him literally just ended up succeeding him in the exact way they planned. So let's listen to Kristi Noem's own words and we'll break it down.
How is the administration planning to do that, what you just laid out, to screen out the potential for a future leader to just... continue on with the legacy of Maduro?
I think President Trump is done negotiating. He proved that a couple of days ago, that he is a man of action, that when someone is threatening the United States, he will defend it with every resource that we have, and he'll continue to do that. So his conversations now with the vice president in Venezuela are very matter of fact and very clear. You can lead or you can get out of the way, because we're not going to allow you to continue to subvert our American influence and our need to have a free country like Venezuela to work with, rather than to have dictators in place who perpetuate crimes and drug trafficking. President Trump has shown that with his operations in the Caribbean.
So she says, quote, our conversations with the VP of Venezuela are really matter of fact and clear. You can lead or you can get out of the way. That is not very clear to me at all. Are you giving the VP an opportunity to lead in that statement? That contradicts what Marco Rubio said earlier. Take a listen. He gets pressed about who is running Venezuela.
Mr. Secretary, who is in charge? Are you running Venezuela right now?
Yeah, I mean, I keep people, you know, fixating on that. Here's the bottom line on it is We expect to see changes in Venezuela. Changes of all kinds, long-term, short-term. We'd love to see all kinds of changes. But the most immediate changes are the ones that are in the national interest of the United States. That's why we're involved here, because of how it applies and has a direct impact on the United States. Okay, we are not going to be able to allow in our hemisphere a country that becomes a crossroads for the activities of all of our adversaries around the world. We just can't allow it. We can't have a country where the people in charge of its military and in charge of its police department are openly cooperating with drug trafficking organizations. We're not going to allow that. These things are direct threats to the United States. And we intend to use every element of leverage that we have to ensure that that changes. The one I would point everyone to is that our military is helping the Coast Guard conduct a law enforcement function, which is not just the capture of Maduro, but the enforcement of our sanctions. We go to court. We get a warrant, we seize the boats. And we think this is tremendous leverage, incredible, crippling leverage, which we intend to continue to use until we see the changes that we need to see that are benefit to the American people. And by the way, we believe to the people of Venezuela as well.
But Mr. Secretary, I think there's a lot of questions about who the point people are during
Thank
this
you.
Transition.
Thank you.
President Trump said, we're going to run the country. So is it you? Is it Secretary Hegseth? Who are those people who will be running the country specifically?
Well, it's running policy. The policy with regards to this. We want Venezuela to move in a certain direction because not only do we think it's good for the people of...
Dude, he doesn't have an answer. He doesn't have a plan. They don't know who's running it. Secretary Kristi Noem is giving contradictory message than Marco Rubio only hours after. There is no actual follow-up plan. In the 72 hours following the regime change, this is the actual regime change. If there's no peaceful transition, then the transition will devolve into chaos. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.